This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Jolly! Yay! Yay! That was way too loud. Too excitable.
We're too excitable. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Happy Saturday.
We are here live in the studio at 90.1. I can't even speak.
Joy.
94.9.
Joy Radio.
Joy.
It's joyful.
Yeah,
it's great.
We're here. We're queer. We're out loud and proud.
Mm-hmm. And we've got an interesting topic today.
We have. Oh, my God. We have. What are we talking about?
We're talking about...
I always say that just every week just to annoy you, but we are talking about...
Yes. Being single as a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because, like, I heard this thing and I thought, this could be an interesting topic. So let me play that for you. Just one moment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, what does anyone else think is a competitor advantage? Let us know what you're thinking.
Yes, please.
You
always
can actually, email us on air at joy.org.au.
Yeah, look at you.
All right. Just message us via Instagram.
All right. Pause there for a second, Jono.
Okay.
I'm going to play this thing that I heard on Instagram and then we'll talk.
Being single is a competitive advantage. Most people, I think, read that, like, you're probably right. But, like, there's, like, an identity tied to everyone that they don't want to admit that's right. But ultimately, what I'm saying is time is the most valuable thing that you have.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Do you think it's true, though, that, like...
Definitely.
You know, time is that...
We've got... It's kind of like we're time lords. We kind of are in charge of our own destiny. We don't have, and we've said this in the past, we don't have anyone pulling our strings. Like, we can do what we want to do. Now, we're talking about today, tomorrow, or yesterday, depending on when you're listening. But we're here live in the studio, and we're talking about the competitive advantage of being single.
Yeah, because I heard this little thing.
Tell everybody.
Yeah, oh. And how, you know, single people, one of our advantages is that we have a bit more time, which is true, right? Yeah. And so how we choose to funnel that time. And if some people are choosing to funnel that time into work or start their own business, then yes, that's a competitive advantage.
Do you know what it's called?
What?
You just said that like it was a piece of poop. Like, you were like, what? What?
Don't interrupt me. Don't.
It's, wow, okay. It's called the freedom factor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
see?
Because we've got freedom.
You thought I was going to come up with another one-liner.
I don't know what you're going to come up with.
A joke of some description.
You don't really come up with much.
Oh, my God. See, what I have to do.
Is that your competitive advantage, Jono?
The fact
that you're single, you've got no one to sort of, you know, bounce ideas off. And is that sort of doing your brain to mush?
Do you know what I'm going to actually do to you? I'm going to bounce you at that bloody window. No, you don't. Do it. Oh my God. Stop it, Yanni.
Yes. Please.
No, it's the freedom factor. And it's how singles can take bigger risks in their career, travel and lifestyle without compromise.
Oh, amazing.
And that's something that you've just done recently, right? You've just recently been away and traveled.
Mm.
So there was no one there saying, no, Yanni, I don't like that hotel. I don't like that itinerary. You're like, I'm doing what I want to do.
Exactly.
There's already a competitive advantage over someone that's with a partner or a husband or a girlfriend or wife or whoever.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, no, babes, I don't like it. They haven't got an exec lounge.
Mm.
Or, no, they don't have all inclusive. Anyway, do you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
You don't have to answer to anyone. It really is on your time.
That's it.
And where you want to go. We're talking about being single, of course, because it's living life single, but the competitive advantage
of being single,
now,
right?
We just had a little breather, and just before our breather, and especially with Brittany and breathing, we talked about the freedom factor and what that means and how you can take bigger career risks, travel, your lifestyle, you know, and do things like that without compromise.
Yeah.
Like you've just done, right? You've just been on a trip away and you've had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was,
it was nice.
It was wonderful, which I'll talk about more probably
soon.
Soon.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We've got other things planned.
What that gave me the opportunity is it's the freedom factor, right?
Correct.
And flexibility. So, you know, some people may think that because you're single, you've got less
money.
Well, that, yes, but they might think that you've got less stability as well, but it's not true. You've actually probably got more flexibility and mobility in, like, if you're looking at career and possibly career choices, because, you know, if you've sort of set yourself up a little bit, you can go, you know what, I'm going to make a career change. It's only going to impact me and not anyone else, right? Like, if you're in a relationship, you may have to think about the other person and what that impacts.
Correct.
Like, do you both have a mortgage together?
Yeah.
Do you both have to pay rent together?
Are you reading my notes?
Well, no, I'm reading your mind.
You're reading my mind.
I'm reading your mind. I'm reading your mind, right? So I think it's a competitive advantage that we don't always celebrate.
Yeah.
But it needs to be our choice.
Yeah.
It can't be thrust upon you, right? In terms of you're single, you should be doing this.
Yeah.
I think it's very much a personal choice where if you choose to focus all your time in that, then you can do it. Like, I have a mate who has made a decision this year to focus on his career.
Yeah.
Quite substantially.
Okay.
And he has purposely not got into a relationship.
Oh.
Because he doesn't want to invest the time in a relationship. He wants to invest the time in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's part of the competitor advantage.
Yeah.
He's able to do that.
Yeah, because you've got that freedom to go, right, I am going to, you know, start work early, finish work late, and drive. Yeah. To progress in what he wants to progress in.
Yeah.
And that's great. Like, you don't have to consult with anyone.
No.
You know, and if you're in a position to get those those support networks around you to be able to do that,
yeah,
then that's a huge competitive advantage.
I think also part of that, you know, concentrating on your career and stuff and your salary and making decisions in terms of your work, also it's financial. I've got here, it's also the financial wins of flying solo. So you're earning your own money, you're earning your own keep, you're responsible. Mm. You get to decide where you want to invest that money or what you spend it on.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to argue with someone because the wine's $10 more and it's a nice bottle. Or if you're not drinking, and you know where you might go and eat, if you want to treat yourself to that nice vanilla slice from a patisserie, then go ahead and do it, you know.
Hey, Jono.
Yes.
Have you used your singledom, you being single, to advance your career?
Oh my gosh, I reckon I have, and I'd have to think about it without being put on the spot, but yeah, I have.
All right.
Yeah.
When? Well, that's the show. Great, Jono's on that. I think what we want to do is when and how, Mister. When and how?
Wow. That's a big question. It is a big question. My mind is blown right now.
You've just had two thongs.
I know. I've just been dancing around. My singleness to.
Singleness.
To what? What's it again?
Sort of. As a competitive advantage into your career.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like, I've been away overseas with my role a couple of times recently.
Mm.
One was global, which we spoke about, where the top 10% of the company globally gets to go to one destination around the world each year. And I was picked for being the top in Australia, but also in my business.
And so, do you think you've been able to invest more time because you are single?
Well, yeah. And also I work from home. I've got no distractions there when I'm at home. So I really, with that job I do, it's as much as I put into it, I get out of it. So
do you know what? That is so true. I'd never thought of that, that working from home. We are more, and it just clicked to me now, we are probably more productive.
I am.
As single people. Yeah. And it's interesting because when I speak to people who have children.
They want to leave and go to the office.
Well, yes, because when they've got their child at home, I'm making the assumption here, if you've got a child in your relationship, but still there's,
depending on the age, there might be daycare, there might be whatever.
They don't want their kids there, and even when they're at home they still leave their kids in the daycare because they are far more productive without the distraction.
And then the year before that I went on a trip that I won just by applying for it, and again, if I had a family and things like that, people who work in travel, their families are used to it by now. It's like, being in the police force, you're used to the toils of the job and stuff like that.
Mm.
But I didn't have to think about it. I was like, I'm going on that. Done. It's going. I'm going.
And was it a conscious decision to sort of go, you know what, I'm single, therefore I'm going to invest my time in my career for you?
It was. I love the role that I'm in. It's very me and very artsy and entertainment
artsy.
But there was a point when I was looking for a role because I was made redundant not long after Christmas and again after one of the lockdowns a few years ago.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, do I reinvent myself? What am I looking for here? Do I want to stay in that era, like that environment, or do I need a job? I need a really good job. I need a job that I'm going to love.
Yeah, right. And did you...
And I did find the right job. I
guess you had that... what's the word I'm looking for? That space to find that, right? Yeah.
And time to think about it and think about what I want rather than, anyone else in my life might need or require from me.
Yeah, right. That's... Mm. Yeah, and that is a much bigger advantage than when if you are in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to sort of think of the other person.
I've also just had another thought come into my head.
Did it hurt?
No, yes, it did.
Yeah, I can see.
It also gave me time, and I'm a very creative person, to focus on that creative edge that I always have, and I will always be a creative performer, because it enabled me to come into joy and to do or redo their radio training.
Mm.
I've not done their radio training before. I've done radio training before, but refresh and just come in and be part of my community. And that is also something it enabled me to do. This scratches a creative itch for me. It's like a sliding doors moment. Yes. You can shut up, you. Even though it was the third alternate, like there wouldn't be, it wouldn't be anyone else. Like,
wouldn't be anyone else.
It allowed me to also finally go, no, you've got to get yourself down to joy and be part of that. So it was a lot of time to lovely. Had a lot of time to develop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes. Tell me.
Yes.
Oh no! You've. What are you doing?
You
sounded really British.
British.
No.
I was like really Aussie. Nah, mate.
Oh, that was very.
Nah, funny. mate. Nah. I can sound really straight.
Not with that laugh.
Not with this laugh. No.
Be like, all right. Then. Oh.
Yeah, no, right.
Tell me.
Just before your little right? When the break. We're talking about a single as a competitive advantage and being and networking.
Oh.
And how you have been able to
thought you'd never ask.
To network and how being single helps with that. Do tell, mister.
How I have used this to network.
Mm.
Well, we know I don't really like people.
That's a lie.
When I leave things from joy or when I go home, it's just me time. I don't want to be bothered.
Mm.
But I do love a good networking opportunity.
Mm.
And I am brilliant at it. I absolutely love networking and networking events. And I may have, there is a great a networking event in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the girls that run it. It's absolutely fabulous. I've emceed for them before. So I make sure that I can attend things like that if I want to get out and about. And there's some well-known people that go to them in the queer community. If I can mention it, it's called Euphoria Social.
Right.
It is, have a look, look it up. Tell them Jono sent you and invest in it. Go there. They do events. They do awards. They have shows. They have live music. And it's just for our community. So it's brilliant. I loved, I haven't been to one for such a long time, but I've been busy running my own networking event.
Yeah, right.
Which is still networking.
Well, of course. And because you're single,
yeah,
you can actually do that.
It's allowed me to do that and actually put the time into doing that, even though sometimes it takes all my spare time. But, you know, look, going to these events, excuse me, and I network for work as well.
Mm.
So I do network for work sometimes, which is kind of half-half. It's kind of personal and work. But, you know, I love it. I do love a good networking session. And in one of the roles that I worked in Perth, in WA, I ran the sales for this hotel, and we'd put on an event with me and my general manager for guests that were staying in-house, so corporate guests or VIPs. And we'd host like a wine and cheese board 2-3 hours after sort of the end of the day, like 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And it was such a good way to get business, but also to connect and hear people's stories. And I'd have regular clients coming back. I love that stuff. I don't know how you feel about that.
Networking, look, it is great. I don't have the energy for it. I should.
Some people do, some people don't.
Because people, especially before, like people, what I found, I used to have a moustache. Now, not just a regular moustache, Jono.
Oh, no.
I used to have a long one. Well, yes, that was kind of twirled. Like it was like 12. I'll show you a photo after this. And it was 12, like two little perfectly things here, right? That, my dear friends, was, as a single person, when you're out and about, one of the best networking things you could do, because it was such a conversation starter. Wow. And I think when I was in that headspace, I was all like, yeah. So being single was awesome because it does enable you to network, whether it's meeting people, yeah, for work or career-wise or whatever. And because I had that it was a conversation starter. So it gave something to talk about. And
why did you get rid of it?
Because I had it for like 7 years.
Right.
It was just too much.
Is it time to bring the Mo back?
No Mo. It took like, I got it down to 6 minutes in the morning. Every morning I had to do it.
Oh my gosh.
I had to put the wax in.
What about eating and kissing and eating?
What do you mean?
Did it get in the way?
Only when I didn't do it.
Like ticking in people's noses? Because if you didn't do it, it was long.
Yeah. So when it was like really long, right? And when I did do it, it was up. But do you know what's funny? My at the time, my Grindr profile, it was called It Tickles.
I was thinking Mr. Pringle.
No, Mr. Pringle.
Mr. Pringle would have been another good one.
Mr. Pringle.
I know.
That's
once you pop, you can't stop.
Well, that's, yeah.
That would have been a great profile,
yeah,
on Grindr.
It's just a photo. It's just a photo with a dude with a moustache. Like, I look like it was very you either loved or you hated it.
Yeah.
I know that when my sister first saw it, she kind of cried.
Oh my God.
So it was, but then the family got used to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm, like it was not your everyday Mo. Yeah, it was like that.
I knew someone with one like that, like, yeah, really curly and stuck out. We laughed straight, yeah, away. It was a friend that, well, it was a girl that was moving in with us from Norway, and her dad came in and he looked like that. And we're like,
mm,
wow. But I want to ask people out there, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, what if you're single, what is your competitive edge?
Mm.
What makes you competitive and edgy?
Yeah. Do it. We want to know.
We want to know. You can message us on Instagram. It is livinglife_single.
Yep.
Or you can email in onair@joy.org.au.
Or livinglifesingle.org. livinglifesingle.org. at joy.org.au. God,
it's been a long afternoon.
It's been a long afternoon.
We had a meeting before this live show, and we've really racked our brains hard about the next 6 months. We're working on special guests. It's actually going to be quite exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we've had some really good guests already.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah.
We're going to get some more.
Let us know. Message us. We're really keen to,
comment on what we've talked about. We want to know if we hit the mark or if we haven't hit the mark.
Are we just talking rubbish?
Yeah. And let us know what you want us to talk about.
What do you want
us to sort of go?
That's fascinating.
I want to know what our listeners want to talk us.
Yeah. Have you got a subject that you want to discuss with us or for us to discuss live on air?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. But, John, guess what?
Yes, what?
It's that time.
Do you know what? I was speaking to my dad recently and I said, Dad, we need a jingle. And he's like, oh, do you want me to write one?
Oh my God.
Well, you could write it. You can sing it as well because he's a musician. Mm. But we definitely need a jingle for this section. I don't know what we're going to call it. Or I just had an idea. You just sang it and you went, it's that time. We could get Mariah Carey. Do you know that thing where she goes, it's time?
Yes, yes.
And we could just play that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, that's when she does for Christmas.
When exactly? I need to find that now. But am I going first?
Yes, please.
All right. So positive and good this week. Mm. I recently caught up with my parents, and it was really good to spend some time with them and my brother-in-law and my sister and my niece, and have some family time, which was really cool. Not so good. I just needed a good squeeze this week, a hug and maybe a little back massage, which was nice. Mm. I mean, when I got to Joy, it was really nice because you greet me with a little hug. It's a tappy. It was one of those he's a tapper. He taps you. And then we saw one of our friends here, Teddy, who's been on our show before.
Yeah.
So Teddy was a hugger.
Yeah.
And then I saw one of the guys here and he gave me a big squeeze.
Aww.
It was really nice. Kind of. What I put out into the world, I did eventually get.
Good on you.
Tell me.
For me, I think this week, coming here. So again, I know I've said it before, but I couldn't do this show if I was not single. And it means that I can connect with you, Jono, but all our audience and people who listen on the podcast. And I get a real kick out of that. So that's my joy for this week. And, I think what hasn't been good about being single is just I think I was probably overindulging a little bit. Just look, I love a cake, and I was probably having a bit too much this week. Some extra chocolate bars I shouldn't be, but it's all right. So, and I think there you go.
I'm trying to find Mariah Carey.
All right, okay. Well, you know what? Let's just say our goodbyes. That's been a week, so
it's time.
All right, see you later, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.